What do you know?
How do you get information these days about issues that affect us all? How about checking in with a nonpartisan organization that has been going strong for over 100 years? They have seen wars begin and end, the economy go up and down, and were there when women got the right to vote. Join me as we talk about the League of Women Voters. This is Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma, and I'm here with Susan Eidenschenk. And she is with the League of Women Voters. Although, Susan, I think you recently retired. Is that right?
I retired in 2003, probably.
Oh, my. Yeah.
From Boeing. I used to work at Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
So I retired from there, and I've been volunteering with the League of Women Voters and Healthcare for All Washington and several different organizations.
Yes, you've been busy.
Yes.
And I know we worked on a couple of things together, didn't we? Like Move to a Man, was that one of them? You know?
Yes, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. We go way back.
Right.
So I've never been a member of League of Women Voters, but I have a deep respect for everything they do. But I don't know everything they do, so can you kind of brief us on the organization?
Sure. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization, so we don't support or oppose candidates or parties. And we have a pretty strict way of adopting positions for ourselves. We have a year or two study on an issue before we ask questions about that issue from our members and come up with a position. So in preparing for this, I looked up the position we have for immigration, and it's a pretty extensive position, and it was adopted in 2008. And so we haven't done anything to change that since then. But, you know, there certainly needs to be more done with immigration, so I'm sure in the future we will be working on that.
Yeah, because it's a really hot issue right now. Do you know what the position entails?
Yes. I could give you a summary.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Our position is to promote reunification of immediate families, meet the economic, business, and employment needs of the United States, be responsive to those facing political persecution or humanitarian crises, and provide for student visas. Ensure fair treatment under the law for all persons. In transition to a reformed system, support provisions for unauthorized immigrants already in the country to earn legal status, which I think is very important right now.
Very important, yeah. Wow, that encompasses a lot and a lot of really good points. So what happens with the position statements? Where does it go once it's formed?
We use the position statements to determine what legislation we want to support or oppose. And so that's the main thing.
Okay. So that when it comes time for the election season, then people can go to the League of Women Voters and say, what have you researched?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Because that's so important. You know, I mean, how do you get information these days? I mean, there's so much out there that is really not, what's the word I want? I don't want to say not true, because
But it's not supported. It's not researched. And the League of Women Voters has such a good track record. I mean, they started when women started to vote, right?
Right. Even before that.
That's true. Yeah. So positions, you also do hold candidate
forums.
Forums, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. We'll be starting that for the primary election this summer in August.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already talking with candidates and making sure that they can come on the the day when other candidates in their same position want to come.
Right, right. Because you want to have equal representation.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be following that. I hope to, maybe we could record those forums.
Yes.
Yeah. I have another friend, and you may know Julio Kwan.
Yes.
Because he says, oh, I'm with the League of Women Voters.
And yes.
That's when I thought, oh, well, yeah. What does it take to become a member?
We have dues, annual dues, and right now they're $75 a year. But we also have scholarships that we are willing to give to people that cannot afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have about 150 members.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that in Tacoma or Pierce?
Tacoma, Pierce County.
Oh. So does that number fluctuate, I mean, since you've been with them?
It does. We used to have, a couple years ago, we had, I think it was about 175.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does go up and down. COVID caused some difficulty. And right now, I'm thinking our membership is going to go up because of the things that are going on election-wise and position-wise.
Mm-hmm. So are there other benefits or responsibilities that go with membership?
Well, we put on forums, so we need people that are willing to volunteer to help with those. We also register people to vote.
Very important.
Yeah, and so we ask members to volunteer for that. And other things come up during the year that members can volunteer for.
Okay. So do you do tabling at events?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing tabling at the Hilltop Fair. It's in late August.
Mm-hmm.
And we help the planning committee for getting the Hilltop Library replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's an east side. We want to have another library on the east side. Both of those were closed. We help with that organization. And so I go to a Zoom meeting once a month to help with that.
Yeah, well, that's so important. I mean, again, it's part of education and access, public access. I mean, you know, having computers available for people
right.
who don't have that. Another thing that I know, I'm pretty sure it's the League of Women Voters, but I was going through my things, right, and trying to clean my desk, and I came across a pamphlet, pretty extensive pamphlet, more like a booklet, I suppose, on They Represent You, about who are your representatives and how can you contact them? Because voting doesn't stop in November.
Right. Yeah, we print that booklet, They Represent You. It's a directory of elected officials, has their email and their phone number in there. And a lot, we focus on having them at libraries so people can pick them up there. But there are other organizations that want copies for their members, too. and our members like them. I mean, you can always look up that information on the web, but it's nice to have something in your hand that has that information.
Yeah, I find it very helpful. So that's distribution. I mean, you don't go door to door and say, here's your pamphlet.
No.
But is that paid for out of the League of Women Voters dues? Or is there other funding for things like that?
Well, both. We do have members that donate more than their membership. And some of that will go to printing the Directory of Elected Officials. I mean, it's a big expense. It's one of our largest expenses. But we really think people want these, so we're willing to do it.
Well,
I want to tell you one other thing that this is something new that we're doing. The auditor's office, they have some people who have not replied to their requirements to change their signature, and their vote hasn't been counting.
Oh.
And so they've asked us to go personally to the homes of these people and try to find out what the problem is. So this is something new that we're trying this year.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. You know, because it's one of these things where I often hear people just shrug and say, oh, my vote doesn't count. And it just, it hurts my heart to hear that.
Right.
For a number of reasons. Because, I mean, people died so that we could vote. And, you know, to just shrug it off is shrugging off all of that intense fighting and for the right to vote. But, you know, the other thing that occurs to me is that every vote counts because it goes into statistics. And so then the statistics afterwards, you know, if would let you know, you know, well, maybe your candidate didn't win, but maybe they lost by one vote. So, you know, there you go. So I really appreciate all the work that the League does and that you do personally. Now, I have been very impressed that the League of Women Voters is still so active after, what has it been, 114 years since women got the vote?
Yeah,
something like
probably
that.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so you said that they were active before that. So, you know, this is our history. Well, thank you so much, Susan. It was so good to talk with you.
Yes, glad to talk with you, too.
So remember, people fought and died for your right to vote. Democracy depends on you. Learn more at the League of Women Voters Tacoma Pierce County. Their website is lwvtpc.org.
I am a voter.
I will vote.
Even in an off-year election.